Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Another good Robin and a beautiful Monday morning, and welcome to What You Think It Is, the Monday Train, guys. I am so happy once again to be here for another Monday. I think it's Monday 4. It doesn't matter. We've been here so long now, I'm losing count, guys. All right, so welcome once again to the Monday Train. Of course, I am your host, Egypt E, and it is what? The AM. And so today's message is, so you want to play me, huh? Right? I know we've all had those days when someone tried it. Someone stepped to you with the wrong attitude, with the wrong facial expression, with the wrong, a little bit of everything, you know? Tried to play you as if you were crazy, as if you was a little slow, as if you were a little naive, or even maybe stupid, you know? And what did you do about it? More than likely, you got a little upset, you were a little frustrated, and right now at 7:04 in the a.m. on your way to work, on your way to school, on your way to wherever you got to go today, I'm trying to tell you your mess is going to try to play you. That's basically it. And of course, this morning, you know, we got started with our feature music feature. Yeah, feature music feature. How about that for a good Monday morning, our extended music feature, shall I say, and that is Zep Hermie, and it's Tell Somebody, and of course, I'm probably sure some of you might be sort of tired of that song, but rightfully on the Monday train right now, ask your girl, Egypt, if she really, really, really completely cares. Because I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but I mean to say that actually in a good way. Because if you're upset with me saying tell somebody that the sun was meant to shine today, then I'm going to need you to take your sunglasses off or walk outside without a veil on your head. Because if you don't know that the sun is the most magnificent being in the solar system or for our solar system right now, then you need to get back to your, you know, environmental science class, biology of life class, anatomy and physiology class, physics class, every science class that you could possibly put on your schedule for tomorrow, for today, for tonight needs to be there. Because the sun is supposed to shine. And if it wasn't for the sun shining, I promise you, I promise your mom, I promise your father, I promise your sister, your brother, and your auntie and your uncles, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't even be able to see outside your window. You know, complete darkness. No food, no grain, no animals, no nothing. So the sun is supposed to shine. And Zepp has a song that is all about that. Telling someone, telling anyone that the sun was supposed to shine this morning. And so back to this mess trying to play you. Now that that's off my chest and that rant has been done, as I said, I hope everyone's doing well today. This message actually was not the initial message for the week. And once again, I believe I said this last week, and a lot of my topics just, they initially start off, I wanted this topic, and then all of a sudden something in life changes my paradigm, and it shifts, and all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is a better thing to talk about. So hopefully this actually works out for both of us, or all of us, I should say, everyone out here listening, and the message going, and we can spread the message, because that's a really big thing. We have to spread positivity, and my mom says that all the time, and she's like, y'all kids need to get on Facebook, and y'all need to spread all this positive stuff. I'm tired of seeing all this hoopla and tomfoolery and unnecessariness and stuff to make people look bad. Well, I hope this morning that you can learn to devalue your mess and find some freedom and step into that gateway towards freedom. Because once you devalue your mess, once you learn that it is, you're able to devalue your mess, it becomes second nature. That doesn't mean you do it all the time, and that doesn't mean you're perfect about it, and that doesn't mean that, oh, you're never going to place that mess above something else that's not, that is more, should be more prioritized. It just means that you understand that you can devalue your mess at any given time you want. Because as a human, sometimes we have to go through our icky moments just to be human, just to feel that and have to come out of that. That is part of the growing process. So don't believe that your stress is not necessary. Just know it's not yours. And don't believe that your mess is not necessary. Just know you have to learn how to clean it up. There you go. All right, so let's get it started. This topic actually started from a funny little moment me and my husband, my King Frank, had in how you like that, King Frank? Haha, King Frank. My King had in the car one day, and it was so random. We have this habit of just blurting out random things. Like when it's too quiet in the car or too quiet anywhere, you're liable to just hear anything. And this particular day, we were sitting at the stoplight, and we're waiting for traffic, of course, to move. And out of nowhere, Frank is like, infinity. And I'm just like, okay. So I turn to look out his window, the driver's side window, to see where he, what he's referring to. And I see an infinity. It's actually an infinity, a car, a vehicle. And I say on impulse, didn't think about it at the time at all, I said, I don't believe it. And he's like, huh? And that's the irony, because I didn't even have a response for his huh, because I was just really, it was a moment when I felt like my spirit spoke for me, but at the same time, I was joking. I was kind of playing because I knew he was just being silly. And so I said, I don't believe it. And he turns around and he goes, huh? And I'm like, now it's time for me to actually explain this. And I really didn't really have an explanation at the time. But the only thing I said is, I don't believe it, because the car has an expiration date. Let me say that one more time. He said infinity to a car that was just randomly sitting beside us. I say, I don't believe it. He says, huh? And I say, the car has an expiration date. And what I meant by that, what I realized what I meant by that, on my way to work some days later, sitting in traffic, observing cars going by, and I'm sitting, and all of a sudden it dawns on me how serious that car's expiration date was. And the reason I say that is because we have the tendency, yes, to treat our mess, it's infinite. And the reality is your mess is synonymous with a car. Every time you receive new mess, for you in reality is not new because you conjured it in the past, like days before, weeks before, lifetimes before. We know that. But it is for you, you believe that is infinite and that it is new because it's just you're just beginning to see it happen. You're just beginning to feel the results of what it is. And so when that happens, we tend to do like we do with old cars. We take that new mess, quote unquote, and we ride it. We just take it with us wherever we go. We go from point A to Z, and we continue to allow that mess to accumulate. And then don't forget, you end up with more mess than you can. So think about your mess as being kind of like your life, your endless life credit, because mess is going to happen. You're never going to escape the mess. You're always going to have it. It's going to come. I don't care how holy endowed you are. I don't care if you're reading the Buddha Vista. I don't care if you're in Buddhism. I don't care if you're a Christian at the top of the ranks. I don't care if you are atheist and you just know that the world revolves around you in some form or fashion, whatever. I don't care. We are all about spirituality, religion over here at the Love Trips train station. So with that being said, I don't care. You're going to have mess. I don't care who you are, where you are, where you're from, who your mama was, how much money they had, how much money they did not have. It doesn't matter. You will have some mess come into your life, and you're going to have more mess than you can keep up with. So eventually you're going to have more cars expiration dates that you cannot even drive properly. So they're just going to be sitting there until you realize if you start hoarding that mess, you're going to end up with a junkyard. Mm-hmm. Because think about this. Think about your car for a second. Think about that Infiniti. And don't get me wrong, not bashing Infiniti, because I think they're gorgeous vehicles, and they do get you from point A to B. Never had one, not planning on getting one, not saying that there's anything wrong. But for anybody out there driving an Infiniti, I hope it lasts you for an Infiniti. Yeah, or at least something close to it. So look at it like the Infiniti. The Infiniti is a vehicle that once you drive it off the lot, it is naturally going to depreciate. So it's not going to have the same value that it had in the beginning. So your mess ain't going to have the same value as it had in the beginning. When you first say, we're going to go with credit card debt. So your first mess is credit card debt. And you paid that credit card debt from the beginning, and all of a sudden you realize that credit card debt is there. And you're like, oh, my God, I have that. I got to get rid of it. And that's how we are. And all of a sudden, as time goes on, you didn't pay much attention to it. You kind of chunked away at it here, you know, $10, $25 here, whatever. But it's still like a balance of like $1,500. Well, eventually that mess starts to, you know, sometimes just be there, blah. And we just keep it going, and we say, okay, we're going to just keep putting this $25 on it until the mess gets fixed or the mess is done. And that is how we do with our mess, or our vehicles are mess, because our cars are the same way. We have a car, and the car, for instance, my car needs a temperature gauge change right now. But in my world, I will just sit there on that process and not do anything. So what I had to do was focus on maintaining my vehicle. And your mess is like maintaining your vehicle. You repair your mess. You paint it a different color. You make it look a little nicer. You replace it. You say, oh, it's not that bad. You tune it up like that credit card. You get all that credit card debt, and then you're broke. And then your solution to fixing the mess is, let me get a new credit card. That's just replacing the old part.
guys, we got to get into a commercial break. So we're going to go in and we're going to run this song back another week in the Stephen Cardenberg's Hold Together, guys. And we're going to just hold together a little bit and keep on holding together until so much love spews from everybody's brain and everybody's nostrils and everybody's ears. I love you guys. Hold together. Don't get caught up. Once again, like I said, if you guys want to listen to that song a little more, what I'm going to do is probably post that song up on Love Trips, the blog, at some point. That way you guys can hear the whole 6 minute mix, 6 minute and 10 second actually mix of Hold Together, because I really love that song. But you know, we got 30 minutes on the air, and you know I could talk 30 minutes away. So back to this. So you want to play me, huh? So your mess step to your face, and your mess was like, hey, yo, I'm here to stay. Mm-hmm. You ain't about this life. I'm going to need you to tell your mess, calm down, sit down, and get out your face. Because in reality, your mess is yours, and you can hold on to your mess, and you can put it in a bag, but then you're going to be a bag lady. And my favorite queen, one of my favorite queens, I should say, because I have a lot, Erykah Badu said, bag lady. She put that out there. And bag lady, not so much a good thing if you're carrying around all that mess, all that stress, all that unnecessaryness. So I need you to organize your mess, prioritize your messes, and get rid of your messes. And by devaluing your mess, you walk into a state of freedom. So realizing that your mess is synonymous with that car that needs all of that work, or that junkyard car, because you may have a whole bunch of cars that you've hoarded and put into a corner and said, I'm going to fix that later. You think about that? Remember credit card debts? You know, I don't know. Like, everybody has so many different things that is considered a mess for the individual person. So that, like I said, that could be credit card mess, that could be dealing with a death in the family, that could be dealing with the loss of a loved one just in general, like a child, that could be dealing with a bad job that you don't really like, or it's making you depressed, all of those situations. And that comes from the fact that we're valuing our mess so much more than we're loving our circumstance. And I posted on Instagram, and if anybody doesn't know, my Instagram is _ Leidee English. So that's _ Leidee English, English. Yes. So that is my Instagram, and I post little self-help tidbits every so often and when I can. I try to post kind of like daily for the most part, but I'm not really a daily poster on anything. But I posted a quote, and it was a quote of my own, and it says, love harder than your circumstances. And that simply means that when you find yourself in the midst of that mess, yes, like a vehicle, maintain it to the necessary amount of time. Give it a necessary amount of time and priority in your life. Don't make it something that is a staple to reach. Like, oh my God, that credit card debt is just so much, it's so expensive, it's so much, I'll never be able to deal with it. I'm gonna have to do something else instead of that. No, don't do that. Deal with it in its own time and give it its rightful time, because you've made that mess deserves to be nurtured to some degree, but nurtured in a positive way so that it starts to disappear. I don't mean nurtured. No, I don't mean enabled. Don't enable your mess. And enabling your mess means you literally allow that mess to continue to be a priority in a bad way. I mean, organize it, clean it up, don't repackage it, don't wax it, and don't polish it. Clean it up. Cleaning up your mess can take you 10 years, but if you start today and you're starting with the intentions of getting rid of it, trust and believe that 10 years won't be that long. And because I can't say what your mess is particularly or specifically, so by that being said, everyone's mess has a different expiration date. You think about that for a second. You bought the car today, you drove it off the lot, and by tomorrow, the fuel tank is leaking. Oh, no, maybe not that. God forbid your fuel tank is leaking or anything, but y'all get my point, because that happens to people. People who drive a car off the lot, you know, got a $600, $700 payment, and all of a sudden they find out that the, I don't know, temperature gauge is wrong, or the steering goes out, or something like that, something that doesn't kill them so that they're able to go back to that dealership and buy another bag of mess and drive that. But it may go a lot longer, you know, 10, 15 years even. And think about that, because by 10 years old, a vehicle in reality, a lot of times, if you have miles on those cars, ain't nobody trying to buy that. Ain't nobody trying to trade that in, for real, for real. I think about my baby. I've been having my baby for 10 years now, and literally 10 years, because it was about February when my other car had got totaled, my mess had got totaled, and I literally had to get a new car. And so I've been having my car for about 10 years, and it's got miles on it, been up in the mountains, been down in the valley, it's been all around the city. All kinds of things has happened to my car, and it's accumulated quite a bit of mess, or quite a bit of things that needs to be repaired. And that value on that car is non-existent anymore. So think about your mess like that. You've been had this mess for 10, 20 years, and you done put a lot of miles on this mess. And when I say a lot of miles on this mess, baby, I mean a lot of miles on this mess. Because if you've been lugging some mess around for 10 or 15 years, That mess don't even look anything like it started. I promise you don't. And it don't feel, it does not feel like anything that it did in the beginning. It probably feels worse now. Think about it. Because there's a difference with having that car, and that car is in prim and prime condition, and then it gets a couple dents on it, and, I don't know, a windshield wiper in the back goes out or something of that nature. And then 2 years later, you never fixed the first dent in the car, so now it has an even bigger dent in the car on that one side or on another side, and now it has some scratches on it, as well as the windshield wiper in the back now not only went out, but now it's stuck in, like, the position that it was in. And then on top of the windshield wipers going out in the back, one went out in the front, or a motor went out on it. Think about that as your mess. That is what happens when we don't deal with the first mess that we had. You know, it ends up turning into an even bigger mess down the road. So that's what I'm saying when I say it didn't look like it started. And so you just let your mess play you, bro. That's how we're making it back to that topic. You let your mess play you. Because your mess came in and you did not maintain it to its proper standards. Yes, you can hold on to that mess if you need to, because sometimes it takes us some healing. Sometimes we need to be healed. And healing can be a different process for everyone. It is a different process for everyone. Everyone's healing comes in stages. And your stages may be shorter than mine. Your stages may be longer than mine. Our stages could be the same, but a lot of what we go through within those stages is completely different. So that's why when I teach loveology to people, I let you know you have to love your own mess. You have to love it how you need to love it. I can't tell you to love your mess like I love your mess, because your mess ain't my mess. I can't tell you how to love your car like I love my leche, because my leche is mine. That's my baby. I know what's wrong with her. You know what's wrong with your car. Because just because I had to replace a temperature gauge on my car does not mean you had to replace a temperature gauge on your car. So your car might be running hot for completely different reasons than mine was. So that being said, yes, replace your mess with love. That's really the only replacement for any of this. And think about that in terms of your car. If you love your car enough and you can't get a brand new car, so you can't change that mess, you can't get rid of that mess, but you tend to take time to nurture your mess. You repackage everything around it. You repackage your mentality about that mess. And yes, you can upgrade your car and make it beautiful and do all of those things, but that does not get rid of the fact that it's an old car. It doesn't get rid of that fact. But at the same time, sometimes we need to take the time to make our mess better. Start growing it a little bit. Start improving it a little bit. And that way, slowly but surely, you take the value out of the messiness and you put the value on the fact that you're loving it. You're making sure that you know that credit card debt is there, but every so often you're going to put that extra money on that credit card debt. Or you're going to utilize some kind of consolidation if you need to. Just because sometimes we have to take a little extra step and love a little bit harder just so that the mess will get a lot lighter, and then eventually it dissipates. It disappears. It is gone. You have destroyed your mess because you've taken the time to love that mess unconditionally, guys. Did we not say that before? But you want to be faking on love, though. Y'all like how that happens? Anyway, so for the morning message on the Monday train, your mess is not infinite, but your freedom is. So be free. Be free. Be free. Free for you. Free for you. Everybody gets a free. So I'm out, guys. I love you. I love you. Follow me on Instagram. Find me at eEnglishSpokes on Twitter and Facebook. And who are you to disagree with loving your mess? Nobody. Because I ain't either. I love y'all. I'm out. Have a good morning.
I am free. I am freedom. All my thoughts are my own. Seeds of knowing were planted, and now we reap what we've sown. I awake to my freedom. Give it birth from within, dissolving all limits. There is no thing called sin. freedom is singing like a bird